This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Was one of the Democrats' favorite slogans, when they go low, we go high. Remember that? Well, here's Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters. Listen to this.
Thinking about Ali, even though I never met him, and with this kind of inspiration, I will go and take Trump out tonight.
Look, I'm a free speech person. I'm a libertarian. But when you incite violence, that should be investigated. This is the Democrats going low again. They're more focused on President Trump and rallying up their base than the actual issues of the American people. I'm not so concerned about Maxine Waters. I'm concerned about the people that listen to her, the people that tried to assassinate Republican congressmen at a baseball field. This is the type of behavior that sends these people out to assassinate Republicans.
Michael, what do you think? What you're saying, she didn't mean that she wants to assassinate him. How else can you take that?
You know, I think she was talking about impeachment. I don't know what she actually meant. I think that her comment, being that loose with your language, I think is irresponsible. And so I will say that. But what I will also point to is I think that hearing Republicans say that, you know, this is a Democratic issue, when Ted Nugent threatened President Barack Obama and then was invited to the White House under the Trump administration, I didn't hear Republicans saying anything. Lawrence, I didn't hear you say anything when the president was condoning protesters being attacked and he then offered to pay the legal bills. You know, I think both sides are guilty of using hyperbolic language, but I think, Lawrence, it's up for people to me, like, it's up to people like me and you to bring down that tenor.
Yeah, but these same Congress people, especially Maxine Waters, promised after the Steve Scalise shooting that they would tone down the rhetoric. And now we have politicians from elected office saying, hey, let's go get the president. And that's essentially what she was saying. You can say that you didn't know what she was saying all you want, Michael, but it's pretty clear what she said. She could have said impeach if she wanted to impeach
him. I've watched you in the last 2 weeks talk about how Democrats want a new Katrina or how Hillary Clinton is a felon. And, you know, it's always the Democrats want to say things, and there's no personal responsibility here.
Well,
and
that's
Maxine Waters' typical behavior.
They play identity politics. They ratchet up the rhetoric. They're not about actions. They could be focusing on how they want to improve the lives of Americans with their policies, but they're not focused on that. They're more concerned about Donald Trump. And if they continue to focus on Donald Trump, the president, instead of the issues that affect the American people, they're going to get landslided again like they've been doing for the last three elections.
Kind of interesting, you know, when the Democrats, when the Republicans do it, it's a dog whistle, right? And when the Democrats do it, somehow there's accommodation. And I don't know about you, Scott, but this really bothers me. Every time the Democrats seem to get caught in something and it doesn't look good, then they go back and they blame the Republicans. It becomes a partisan deal. You know, why can't we just sit there and agree that that kind of rhetoric is inappropriate, whether it comes from Maxine Waters or, you know, Frederica Wilson down in Florida? Some of the things that have been saying, you know, she's a rock star. Yeah, she's a rock, but not a star, I think, you know, and maybe for all the wrong reasons. And that's unfortunate because, you know, I got to imagine if I was living in Miami, and I'm north of Miami quite a bit, and she was, you know, representing me, I'd be really uncomfortable because I don't want to be represented that way, the way Frederica Wilson did. In fact, I don't even want her to be in the same car with me if I was in a grief situation. Like what you know, the widow of LaDavid Jansen found himself in. I mean, it's just it's unfortunate. Instead of having somebody in the government coming alongside and comforting the widow, she wants to fire up this anti-Trump sentiment. And forget about the widow's emotions, and forget about, for that matter, the other soldiers. Now it's become the whole focus. It isn't about these four young men who paid the ultimate sacrifice and all this is being so exercised. And I think it's unfortunate. Maybe there'll be some good out of it, so we'll wait and see. But unfortunately, when you have people who are supposedly responsible leaders being irresponsible, no bueno for all of us. 5 minutes after the top of the hour, we've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, America. Good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Megan Barth joins us, as she does every Monday, as we take a look at the TV news talk shows over the weekend and get caught up on that. And the order of the day, of course, Megan is the founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Miss Megan, how you doing?
Well, good morning. Happy Monday to you. I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, I got to tell you, though, I'm a little bit on my box right now. Regarding, you know, these two congresswomen, Maxine Waters and Frederica Wilson, I mean, I'm disappointed in our legislature. I mean, there ought to be some censorship. It's one thing to be in disagreement with the president. That's fine. Politically, you want to discuss things. But every time it seems that they're opening their mouths about Trump, it's about taking him out. It's threatening. Come on. Let's all it does is add to the divide. It exacerbates this, this black-white mentality in our country that is not serving us well. I think of the Maisha Johnson, the widow of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson, one of the four servicemen that were killed, overseas. This is just heartbreaking. And instead of a congresswoman coming alongside and offering condolences and support for Maisha Johnson, the widow, she inflames it and turns it into a race thing and totally misunderstood. And, I've maintained that part of this is that, when you've been in the military, and this is not to make anything better or not. Look, it's just that when you've been in the military, you can say certain things within the military code and language that the brotherhood understands. It's a simple process, simple deal. But anybody outside the military would not understand necessarily that this is what you signed up for. But for the military and any vet, hey, we know what that means. That's a given. Anybody else outside of that, whether they're a legislator, whether a family member, those could be tough words. But General John Kelly had warned the president, said this is a very difficult phone call to make. And unfortunately, the congresswoman and now Maisha Johnson, which you grieve for her. Sadly, she's not being comforted by all this manipulation and this rhetoric that's being put out there by her congressional representative.
Well, yeah, and there's a few things here that we need to consider. Number one, if Maxine Waters and the parasitic cowboy clown, which is what James Woods referred to, Frederica Wilson, if those are now the figureheads of the Democrat Party, I say go right ahead, because not only are they really destroying the brand and the credibility of the Democrat Party with leaders like Frederica Wilson and Maxine Waters, that they are really not, I wouldn't say dividing the country, but making themselves more insignificant and really more repulsive. Mm-hmm. And as General Kelly had stated directly to the press, and he really nailed Frederica Wilson and the press to the wall, he said he was sickened and saddened by the exploitation, the politicization of this tragedy. And it was up to Frederica Wilson to either show class or to not show class. And she chose the latter.
Mm-hmm.
A classless leader from Miami who uses her pulpit as a bully pulpit and exploits her community. Do you realize that her community, much like Maxine Waters, which is Compton and South Central L.A.,
mm-hmm.
Frederica Wilson's community in Miami is one of the least educated and most poor in all of Florida. And all she can talk about at a dedication ceremony, at the FBI dedication ceremony, or much of what she talked about, was how much money she brings to the table in her community on behalf of her constituents. I guess money does not translate into the sharing of that money since she is residing over the most poor, nor does it result in educational opportunities. And then we look at the leadership of the Democrat Party, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Tom Perez, who continue to use divisive language and calling everybody that doesn't agree with them a racist, including a gold star father, a four-star general Marine by the name of John Kelly.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
So what is the standard of the Democrat Party? They want to trash our flag. They want to kneel to the anthem, as we saw many members in Ann Arbor, as well as football players and other politicians in Congress even kneeling alongside those who choose to disrespect the flag in our country. And another way you further disrespect our flag in our country is to politicize a tragedy like this death from an ambush in Niger.
I can only hope, Megan, that the people there in their districts, whether it's Maxine Waters or Frederica Wilson or others for that matter, they need to step up and ask the question of themselves, are they being fairly represented? This is what happened in November last year. Many blacks, and let's just, I mean, just to segment that, and I don't necessarily like doing it, but you gotta, sometimes you have to break it down that way, because that's the way it was introduced in the whole political realm and the voting districts. But many blacks realized, you know, when Trump says, hey, look it, you just got over 4 years of a black president, how'd that work for you? Why not give a rich white guy a shot at it? In words, more or less. And what happened was, yes, blacks said, you know, yes, let's give him a shot. Because there are people, you know, that are legitimately, I say people, elected officials legitimately, that are looking at their communities to see if they can raise them up. But too often, whether it's Maxine Waters or Frederica Wilson, it's all about them. It is not about the constituency. They're the ones that are being misserved here, and they're the ones that need to rise up, because after all, as we maintain, this is a government of, for, and by we the people. If we the people do not have the government that we want, then we better do something about it, and we have the power to do that.
Well, Maxine Waters actually has a pretty good candidate or primary challenger by the name of Omar Navarro, mm-hmm. and he has been a Republican activist. I've known Omar for, goodness, years. But he's rising through the ranks and wants to represent those people in her district, like I said, South Central, mm-hmm. who are the most poor and truly robbed of future opportunity, because the education system in South Central is controlled much by the unions in LA Unified, and the last thing Maxine Waters wants to do is educate her constituents.
Of course. Well, does Navarro live in South Central at least? Maxine Waters doesn't even live in South Central.
Can't believe he does. He can't afford a $4 million house because he's not a congressman yet like Maxine Waters.
Well, you know, it might be refreshing for them to have somebody that is from the hood, as they say, right?
Yeah, well, we'll see. And, you know, on the other side of the break, it'll be, they'll have to clean up the voter rolls for it to allow any Republican and any opportunity to win in any county in California.
Yeah, that's a whole other discussion, no doubt. Megan Barth is with us. The conversation continues. Stay with us, America, 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
I think John Steinbeck probably had the biggest impact on me as a child. Just growing up and understanding what he was trying to say about how, you know, how the world is upside down between the haves and the have-nots had a tremendous impact on me. It's followed me in my entire career to always try to be there on behalf of the underdog. And, you know, I think there's probably very little that he ever wrote about that I don't agree and try to incorporate into my life and in my practice. And so being a plaintiff's lawyer, you know, going to war with big corporations was just a perfect setting for all of that.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman DeCatomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 after the top of the hour. Megan Barth is with us, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Miss Megan, I'm looking at all the NFL stadiums. I couldn't believe the empty seats. I mean, I could believe it. But, I mean, even still, it's just, it's hard that, you know, how far down the road of the season that we're in, and the NFL, Roger Goodell, the owners, are absolutely tone deaf. They're watching billions of dollars move in the wrong direction away from them, and they're holding on to their ideology. They have no strategy, no understanding how to address this issue, and it's almost like a big percentage of the NFL is really afraid to handle this this hot issue because it's a racial deal. And it's confusing, as is the case with most racial deals, is that not since Martin Luther King, the whole racial issue cannot be appropriately articulated. I mean, even Roger Goodell comes out after 2 days of meetings, says, "Well, I'm not sure what they're upset about, but they're upset, and in more or less terms." And it was all confusing. It wasn't like he'd come out and say, "Hey, this is the issue. This is what they're for." And it goes back to Colin Kaepernick. I mean, he started this whole thing, right? And he couldn't articulate it. And here we are, a year and a half down the road. The NFL season, for all intents and purposes, is gone. And as we said several weeks ago, you're going to look at Roger Goodell being a $40 million scapegoat, because they're already hesitating on giving him a contract extension, right?
Yeah, and this, again, is why the NFL has recently earned the moniker No Fans Left. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the empty stadiums, when you look at the massive nationwide boycott that has taken place by not just conservatives, but also Democrats, Americans aren't entertained by a couple dozen players disrespecting our national anthem, our country, and our veterans. That's how the audience perceives this protest. We had two dozen players this weekend take a knee. I was watching Donald Trump's tweets. He mentioned it this morning. Mm-hmm. And so the NFL is losing billions of dollars because there are a handful of players who are protesting something that really no one understands exactly what they're protesting. And if they had a protest, why protest the flag? Why mm-hmm. protest the country? Why protest the national anthem? If you have a problem with, say, police brutality, or if it's racial discrimination, or I saw a player wearing $2 million worth of diamonds talking to the press yesterday with a shirt with the emblazoned across the front of it said equality. Well, if you want to talk about equality, how about you give me one of the earrings in your ears? I could use $1 million. Mm-hmm. So the audiences are watching many of these overplayed entertainers who are not wearing a uniform like our military men and women who fought, died, and bled so we could enjoy the freedoms that we used to enjoy on Sunday, which was a simple game of football. Right. Many of these players are given police escorts wherever they go, in the public and in private. These men and women are protecting them day in and day out. And so this is how they return the favor and give them thanks, is by disrespecting a nation. It doesn't make sense to the audience, and the rule of marketing 101 or sales 101 is know your audience.
Yes.
Appeal to your audience. Mm-hmm. The audience is now shutting off the TV in droves. They're not buying jerseys. The only jersey that really flew off the shelves was the Pittsburgh Steeler, who's a veteran who chose to stand while the rest remained and on the field while the rest of the Steelers remained in the locker room.
And then he got intimidated to back off a little bit on his statement.
Right. Yeah. And this is the politics of force. This is progressive. You must force your beliefs into that of the majority or the mob or the minority, the mob, mm-hmm. Into groupthink. God forbid you show any sort of individuality, love of the country, or independent spirit, because that goes against the progressive left. I'll leave it to progressives to take the fun out of football and the entertain out of entertainment. And this is why we also see Hollywood in the throes of the last gasp. It's not because necessarily Harvey Weinstein was using Hollywood as his casting couch. It's because they have failed to produce really any good movies of late, and any sort of entertainment in a sitcom is just completely saturated with anti-Trump sentiment. And if you're going to choose politics and introduce politics into your brand, whether it's the NFL or NBC or Hollywood or the news, expect some suicide. Expect brand suicide because you are alienating many of your consumers.
Well, you know, I look back, and I was mentioning this to another comedian. If America ever needed a Will Rogers, it is now. Will Rogers, attacked politics. There's been some great comedians along the way, but they didn't forget that they were comedians, you know? It was like, okay, it's got to be funny. It can't be like Jimmy Kimmel, where it's just one disaster after another. And now you got Kimmel saying, hey, look, I don't care if Republicans watch me or not. Really? I got to imagine there's a lot of advertisers on Kimmel that care.
Well, right. And Michael Jordan, I remember, said it best when he said Republicans buy Nikes, too, or Republicans buy sneakers, too. And that's exactly right. Like I said, if you're going to infect your brand with politics, you're going to have to expect that you are alienating a significant portion of your consumers and your audience. And with that, you are going to lose revenue, lose ad revenue, lose sales, and the NFL is every single week double digits down in viewership.
Well, trust me, this is going to cost Roger Goodell's career. He's done. The NFL, it's going to take them several years and some different leadership to get them back on track because they're paying a big price. I mean, as you summed it up, Megan, and rightfully so, is you got these entitled young men that have gone through life. When you're the big man on campus, you are catered to, you're very spoiled, and they have lived a very spoiled life, and for them to sadly take this brand that has been a source of entertainment for many Americans and run it into the ditch like this, it is going to be at a big price. Looking at the Sunday TV talk shows, what was your big takeaway?
Uranium One.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Uranium One. And the fact that MSNBC, NBC, ABC, 5 days we're into this breaking story, or somewhat breaking. We've known about it for a year, but with all the new information coming forth, you would think that one of the major news networks would headline it.
Right.
No, they haven't even covered it. And so now Mueller's investigation, according to latest reports, has expanded into Tony Podesta's consulting group. We see more collusion between Hillary and those that surrounded Hillary with Russia than we ever did with Trump a year later. We don't even have any evidence of this ongoing Russia probe that there was any collusion. So are all the special prosecutors going to try to find the crime if no crime exists?
Well, exactly.
We have connect the dot evidence, which goes back directly to the Clintons in a quid pro quo fashion, selling off our reserves to Russian investors to give them 20% of our uranium reserves. In return, 130 some odd million is given to the Clinton Foundation, and Bill is given $500,000 to speak to the bank to finance all of it.
And the thing is, this all happens right smack dab in the middle of Barack Obama's administration. I mean, you've often heard that story, you know, and you go, wait a minute. How would the president go along with this? Do they have pictures? I mean, does Hillary have his birth certificate? You know, what is it that forced Barack Obama to turn a blind eye to this?
Oh, I don't think that there is any force at all when it comes to this type of undermining our national security. Because when you look at when you look at how Hillary Clinton handled national security, she doesn't need intent. And I would think intent would be found in the multiple devices she destroyed with hammers and using bleach bit.
Exactly.
When it came to our national archives. So, you know, I don't think there was any force there. I think there's just willful ignorance.
We'll have to see if there's enough intestinal fortitude to see this through that may even take us all the way to the Oval Office of Barack Obama. The one, the only, Megan Barth. I'm Bill Martinez live. Megan, as always, thank you so much for being with us. Great to see you.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayer.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says, "Let There Be Light" offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year, Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27th. Find a theater at LetThereBeLightMovie.com.
LifeQuotes.com.
If you want term life insurance, call LifeQuotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call LifeQuotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Bill Martinez live.
Because it is my name.
We're back with the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. And, in fact, when you go there, don't forget to sign the Christian Associates petition that we want to turn over to the Commander-in-Chief. Christian Associates' story, as you know, as a Navyman early on in his career, I think he was in the Navy maybe at that point, maybe 1.5, 2 years, took some pictures. Inside a nuclear submarine, which is, classified. You don't go and do that. But, you know, kids being what kids are, and they selfie everything everywhere. And, I think he knew that, what he was doing was not the best thing to do. Anyway, he and two others, took pictures. But for him, 13 years later, He's found out, and they end up adjudicating his case in a civil court, not in a military court. He serves a year in jail. He's going to be kicked out of the Navy, if not already, and lose all his benefits after serving the country for 13 years. And up to that point in time, he was a stellar example of an enlistee in the government. He had risen in the Navy, had risen to the rank of an E6. The two others got the typical slap on the hands and moved on with their careers. But for him, unfairly, it seems that his punishment did not necessarily fit the infraction, without a doubt, especially in light of things that we know that have been happening on the national stage with bigger names. Go to the website. It is all right there for you to take a look at. Tom Kelly joins us right now. He is the CEO of ID Experts. Tom Kelly, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good to have you here with us to talk about the Equifax breach that is shocking the world. I mean, initially we found out that, boy, almost everybody in the country's information got found out because of this breach. And then there's kind of been a drip, additional amended information about this. But it just keeps getting worse. I mean, how bad is this, Tom?
Well, you know, it highlights one very clear fact that everybody should be aware of, is that with the concentration of data, and particularly personally identifiable information, the information that pretty much puts a digital fingerprint on all of us, is becoming increasingly vulnerable. It's vulnerable to bad state actors. It's vulnerable to organized crime. It's vulnerable to the very skilled individual hacker. And we should, fully accept the fact that no matter how much investment is made in a protective securities, which there's enormous protective security investment being made, that we'll see increasing numbers of these breaches. And because of the concentration of data, the implications and the impact is getting larger as well. Take three big credit bureaus that are a core part of the whole way that our financial systems operate in terms of determining, you know, will you or I repay our bills? That's essentially the question. Will you or I repay our bills? But all that information sitting in there that we didn't even authorize to go in there is sitting there and is available to be hacked. And that's what we saw at Equifax.
Well, this is what happens when you get a government-supported collection data operation like these three credit companies. 145 million Americans' history is compromised. That includes their Social Security numbers, salary histories, driver's license, and more. Tom, I understand. I mean, this is the 21st century. Equifax and the two other credit agencies have grown up, but in the era of technology that it has become, it almost would appear that they're out of date.
Well, that's a bigger question of, you know, whether or not they're out of date. The fact is they are here. And you can add some others to this category of who's got massive data stores, but you don't have to think too hard. We collect data at Amazon.com where all the transactions that are being made there. There's data being collected at Google and at Facebook. I mean, if you're a member of a grocery club store, where you put your number in and you get discounts, you know, that's data that's all being collected.
Exactly.
So, you know, your fingerprint is constantly being expanded, who you are and what you are. And so that should just cause you and I and your listeners to think, well, what are safeguards? What are the precautions we ought to be taking in this environment today? You don't want to live paranoid, but on the other hand, you want to do very, very practical things. Your hygiene for safe passwords should be good. You know, you should be changing your passwords. You should seriously consider the kinds of services that are available for identity protection, the things that we do at ID Experts, and there's others that do that, that provide the protection that in the event that you are compromised, you have a methodology, you have a system, you have a partner that's going to restore that identity for you. Restore it, protect you, let you know when, in fact, something, you know, unusual is going on. These are the things that it used to be, I mentioned on an earlier discussion I had on this. At one time, you come home from a trip, your front door is open, your TV's gone, you know something's gone wrong.
Right.
It's no longer that simple. Mm-hmm. That front door is not clear when it's open or not. And so, we've got to be alert to that.
Well, what kind of responsibility do these agencies like, you know, whether it's Google or, Equifax and these other collection data agencies that have part and parcel have kind of formulated an expectation for the consumer, you know, for the sake of convenience. They're harvesting all this information now. Do they not have any kind of responsibility to, you know, protect that information, or they just get a get out of jail card?
Well, So I think they have an enormous responsibility. I don't think there's any question there. And here's where, if you look at the Equifax condition, that you know, I am not going to judge how much investment they put into what I call their perimeter security, the kinds of investments they made to protect the data there. I'm sure that they made substantial investments. But if you look at the security industry today, most of the dialogue is around what you do to protect against somebody getting through your perimeter securities, your firewalls and other kinds of systems you've got set up. But it's how quickly can you respond once it happens? Mm-hmm. So the behavioral analytics and all the things you do to identify and detect a breach as soon as possible. The problem I have is how long this breach went on. Okay.
Well, it had to be a long period of time here, Tom. I mean, you don't extract 145 million people's information lickety split. I mean, this had to be some abject ignorance or just a decided turn my head. Let's not pay attention to this breach, or it's not that bad, or some whatever. I mean, they had no sense of urgency on this, it would seem.
These networks are pretty complex, so you can have things going out over a period of time and not being able to identify it. That is possible. The bigger problem is once identified, which was the case here, how long it took to notify, how long it took to announce it. And that, to me, is problematic. And so when you ask what is the responsibility, I think the responsibility for these anybody who's storing sensitive data is to protect it, to do reasonable best efforts, the best efforts you can with technology available to protect it. But more importantly, once it gets out, you need to let the affected people know immediately, so they can in fact respond rapidly. That is the real answer here.
Well, hopefully something can be done here in a very expedient manner, better than what has been demonstrated to us so far, Tom Kelly. But again, we appreciate the work that you're doing. We appreciate the time coming on and breaking this down for us. But it still comes up to the consumer. You know, it's buyer beware, right?
It certainly is. And you can go to places like myidcare.com. That's us. And there's other places. But we provide these services that protect you after that.
Well, thank you, Tom Kelly. Appreciate it.
This report is brought to you by Delta Faucet.
No.
New York City's Design Week was October 14th through the 22nd. What better time to take inspiration and refresh your home? Whether you're working on a full-scale renovation or just making a few tweaks to your space, there are many small changes you can implement that will make a big difference in your home. Delta Faucet asked designer Nate Berkus to help give you some ideas to change your space.
The truth is there's absolutely no shortage of inspiration in today's interconnected world. So hop on Pinterest or your Instagram feed for great design ideas every single day. Or pick things up when you're traveling to bring back with you for your home. They'll make great conversation pieces when you have people over and will add tons of personality into your space. And finally, don't be afraid to break the rules. Some of the best interiors are the ones where people took risks, and if you love something, you'll find a way to live with it.
For more information, visit DeltaFaucet.com and follow Delta Faucet on Instagram for even more design inspiration.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Some days I barely hold on. When life drags me down, I wanna let go.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You rescue me and I believe that God is love and He is all I need. From this day forth for all eternity, I'll never wander on my own, for I am yours.
Gentlemen, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, evangelist Dr. Alveda King joins us, Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn for Priests for Life. Alveda, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Bill, I'm great. I have a little background noise, but I can't help it.
No worries. Well, I can't hear it, so I can hear you perfectly, so that's good. Because I wanted to talk to you particularly something that came out over the weekend. About a judge ordering a government to facilitate abortion for a 17-year-old illegal immigrant known as New Jane Roe. And the Justice Department is seeking an injunction to save the life of a baby. I had several people I spoke to over the weekend, and they barely heard about this. And when they started accumulating the facts, they could not believe that we are putting ourselves in a position to do something that we said we would never do, and that is have state-sponsored abortion.
Well, you know, Bill, that's why your radio show is so important. I was so glad to get the notification that you had picked up on this. We've got to get this out on all these, on our radio stations, on social media, because people haven't heard about it. And the mainstream media, unfortunately, hides this type of story because they don't want us to know. They want to keep slipping in and dealing with their own cause.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try to minimize that noise. I'm going to step out.
Okay.
So what we did was this. I looked into this situation. The young girl came to America to get an abortion, and I'm not sure if it's late term or not.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes before a judge, and the judge says that the government has to help facilitate it. Now, the young lady is also an illegal alien.
I was going to say she's illegal to begin with.
I don't want to say alien. I mean, we're all human beings. Right. We're red blood, Acts 17:26, one blood, God made everybody. But she's not here legally.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's not entitled to the tax benefits that, because abortion is legal in America, maybe she could get some help. Although abortion is never help. Abortion kills babies and hurts mothers. I know mm-hmm. I'm saying a lot here. But anyway, the Justice Department says, no, hold up, injunction. We don't have to do that. She's not even entitled to any services of what you all call health care at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then the court tries to override it and say that they have to help facilitate it. So even by releasing her, helping her get there, signing any kind of form, the government is still involved in helping this young lady get an abortion.
Unbelievable.
Even though the president is working to defund Planned Parenthood, because the president knows, President Trump is telling us, hey, this stuff is not health care. It's ripping babies apart mm-hmm. and hurting women's bodies.
Because they have a nasty. Yes, you are. You eat stuff that has crumbs. You spill little.
Time out for a family break here. Alveda, we lost you there for just a second. I think you were taking care of some other things here. I think we lost her. Did we lose her? We had her for a limited time anyway. This situation is just so horrendous. Are you back with us, Alveda?
I'm with you. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
It is a horrendous situation. It's good that you're on it. I would like to talk about something else if I'm not taking it off too far. This congresswoman down in Florida.
Yeah, Frederica Wilson. Yes.
Yes, Wilson and the widow. She's grieving, and the president appropriately did call her. And from a male perspective, and don't think I'm being the reverse chauvinist here, but a man will say he died with his boots on.
Yes. Right.
He knew what he was doing, and he gave all for us anyway. You know, that's the kind of thing a man would think. Now, a woman would think, oh, my God, this is my husband, mm-hmm. the father of my children. I'm grieving. So the president says, well, he knew this was war, and yet he agreed to do this for us. He died for us, mm-hmm. and I'm so sorry for your loss. That's what the president is saying to the lady.
Right.
And then here's Wilson in the car. Oh, my God. And then I saw her.
She wanted to take the phone and cuss him out, she said.
You see, cuss him out in the middle of this woman's grief. And then I see her on TV. Oh, I need to tell my children I'm a rock star.
I'm a rock star.
I'm like, ma'am, is this your moment to be a rock star when you need to be counseling and praying with this grieving widow? And so it had nothing to do with racism or anything. And mm-hmm. I was just so disturbed that she missed this wonderful opportunity to help the grieving widow. And then if she was really upset with the president, she's a member of Congress, she could have gotten to him privately. And, I mean, all the cussing out I wouldn't agree with. I told my little girl that I mentored the other day, she's a personality in her own right, and she was trying to say a little bad word. I said, don't let me get over there and wash your mouth out with soap, girl.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, this is the kind of parenting and mentoring that is required today is here. You've got national figures like two congresswomen. You got Maxine Waters in L.A. You've got Frederica Wilson in Miami. And what kind of example are they setting for the young kids to say that's how you can disrespect the office? It's kind of like what General Kelly was referring to, is we've lost the sense of sacredness. The office of the president is no longer sacred. A gold star family is no longer sacred. We're starting to let loose of these things that hold sacredness and hallowness, Alveda. I think it's a great loss for everybody, for the country at large, and for a widow, for a widow like Maisha Johnson, when she needed comfort, she needed somebody to come alongside her and hug her, and because as you say,
I love
you,
we're with you.
Exactly.
Maybe the president didn't say it the way we wanted to hear that. I'll get to him. I'm a member of Congress. I'll reach out to him. But let's see about you right now.
Exactly.
I mean, what was wrong with her doing that?
Yeah. Well, obviously it was wrong for her because she is so much in contention with Donald Trump, just like Maxine Waters and others, certainly on the Democratic side, that they can't see right in the middle of their angst toward this president.
And they will do anything. And that's, please, listeners, when you hear somebody say, I'm part of the resistance, they will do anything to malign the office of the president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And that is wrong. And here we have a president who has been very helpful with the Mexico City policy, saying we want to help ladies. We want to give them good health care. We help them get into this country legally and do all we can. But we're not going to pay to hurt them and abort their babies. That's what he did with that policy. The Supreme Court Justice Gorsuch, who's pro-life. These are the kinds of things. And the job market is improving. Unemployment is down significantly. I understand that the stock market is going up. There are things that are happening that are good in this nation with this president. And then you have these ladies wanting to cuss and anything but Trump, resist him, get him out. They need to calm down. We need to pray. Oh, I'm getting upset, Bill. Can you tell? Oh, goodness.
Well, no. Well, you're exactly right. What it all comes down to is in and of our own flesh, we can get all revved up. But we bring God in the center of all this, Dr. King. And
can I mention this to you real quick?
I know we only have a couple seconds left with you because you got to leave here in a few seconds.
I've got to go. But you've been real good with my book, King Rules.
Yes.
Then America Returned to God. And all of these are out there. I'm probably on Amazon or somewhere. And I've got a new book coming out from Charisma House, King Truths, 21 Keys to Unlock Your Spiritual Potential. And believe it or not, I've got a King Family Holiday cookbook coming out.
Oh, excellent.
So, please, and then check me out. I'm singing all over YouTube. Bless This House, People Need the Lord, Keys song. So find me out there. Pray with me, Bill. Thank you for being on this. Keep getting this news out.
Absolutely. Dr. Alveda King, evangelist and director of civil rights for the unborn, for Priests for Life. Be safe. God bless you, Dr. King. Appreciate it.
God bless you too, my friend. Bye-bye.
Well, you know, this is the situation that we have in this country today. I mean, if you did not hear all that information about this new Jane Roe and this judge, I mean, my question is, what is this judge thinking? I mean, this immigrant is not even legal. And, you know, and I would think that, you know, in terms of somebody not being a legal citizen, what kind of, potential liability do we have down the road, you know, having a state-sponsored, in essence, murder of her child? And this is what our country is doing with an illegal immigrant. I mean, what happens if she says, okay, well, look, I just want to be sterilized. I mean, go ahead and sterilize me, too. We're gonna cover all that and at the people's expense when she is not even a legal immigrant. This is how slippery a slide that it's come to here, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to check this out for yourself to see what's going on. I question the standing and the position that this judge, in ordering a government to facilitate abortion for the 17-year-old illegal immigrant known as Jane Roe. Unbelievable what's happening right before our eyes, but we're grateful for Dr. King for coming on and bringing some light to this. And regarding Congresswoman Frederica Wilson and even Maxine Waters, time to chill out. Time to, you know, find a way to truly unify. You talk about unifying, but it's not unifying under Donald Trump. It's unifying whoever it is, some other ideologue that is consistent with your beliefs. Then we can unify. But right now, Donald Trump is our president. We have a lot of positive things going in the right direction. And if you're here to serve we the people, then you need to get on board. You don't need to abandon your philosophy, but you need to really make sure that what you're doing is for the good of all concerned and not for a prejudicial mindset that seems to be coming out loud and clear. The conversation continues. Thank you for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked.